Joined now by the Salvation Army's Captain Brett Haas. We've been having a lot of fun sharing some very good news stories with our Feel Good February, and we couldn't have done it without the gang at the Salvation Army.
Well, Russell, it has been our pleasure, and we have indeed had a lot of fun and lots of smiles, and we're even now getting to enjoy lots of sunshine, which is great.
Yeah, you can't knock that. Spring is just around the corner.
Spring is in the air. I've actually heard that at least three times today, so yeah. It must be true.
I'm well-versed in what the Salvation Army does. It's not just a Christmas kettle campaign. It's not just a great secondhand store. You guys do a whole bunch.
Absolutely. You know, need knows no season, Russell, and we look to support our community 365 days a year. So from food banks to summer camps, which actually sound really nice right now, to back-to-school support, to the heat fund that's administered to the Salvation Army. And there's just so many programs and services that every day support our community. But of course, Russell, we cannot do it without our army of volunteers that make all of this possible.
Which is another good point, because it is an army. And you do need a lot of people in behind the scenes to help the immense need that has never been greater.
Absolutely.
How can folks help out if you know, they want to be a volunteer with you guys?
There's so many ways, Russell. And interesting, as we think about this Feel Good February, you know, one of the greatest, and I'm actually today, just minutes before our time together, just left one of our food banks in our Dartmouth location. And to hear the volunteers just talk about how much joy it brings them to give back to their community, to interact with volunteers, those we serve. I mean, you do it for others, but it's amazing how good it makes you feel. And so we have our food banks, and if someone is interested, they can reach out online. They can check out us on our social media pages. If they go to salvationist.ca/maritimes, they are able to kind of fill out a volunteer interest form, and we can kind of, there's so many ways. There's a list there that people can kind of pick from, and we're able to interact with that individual and try to find a fit that will help us serve the community, but also be a good fit for them. And people, I don't think there's ever been a season, Russell, when people have been craving a connection any more than now. And even in this season, colder weather, you know, a little darker earlier, thankfully we're starting to see that change. Mm-hmm. But being able to get out and have a purpose, and connect with others. And interesting, even many of our teams, of course, who serve, whether they're again at our food bank or at some of our feeding programs or our street outreaches, there's not only those that we're serving, but there forms a connection and a community among our group of volunteers. They become like a family, and that just brings so much joy to your life to just kind of have this extended family that you get to do life with each and every week. We want it to be a place where people can take care of themselves, and in doing that, take care of others. It's a win-win situation when we give back. And we just really want to encourage, we would love to have people come and partner with us at the Salvation Army, but any nonprofit, any group in your community that is serving your community, do it for others and do it for yourself, because everybody wins when we give back.
Here's my final question I'm going to pose to you. If by chance somebody is in need,
if someone is looking for support from the Salvation Army, they can reach out to any of our locations in HRM. And if they're kind of wondering, well, how can I find out what's the location nearest me? They're able to reach out to 211, and they'll kind of connect you with the closest location to you. You can check us out online if somebody goes to the Salvation Army website or any of our social media platforms, because, of course, we could list every location, every phone number, but if someone just reaches out to either of our locations and it's not the one closest to them, we're going to work with you to connect you to the location that's nearest you, and make sure that we're able to support you. And if we're not the answer, we're going to look at trying to connect you to the person or group or organization who is the answer for your particular need.
Well, reach out if you can and help out if you can and help your neighbors and continue this Feel Good February vibe. We're going to continue right through. Captain Brett Haas, I really appreciate you taking the time for us.
Pleasure, Russell, my friend. Take good care and keep feeling good.